Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the fourth pillar of coherence, which is philosophy that manifests as our values. While you tune into that theme, I am going to light some sage just to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, start to deepen your breath and feel free to close your eyes or soften your vision if it is safe and comfortable to do so. As you deepen your breath, really become aware of how your body is sitting in this space, how the earth holds you and lifts you up, how you're feeling today. If there's anything you'd like some guidance on, bring it to the forefront of mind. Here in a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath with me, and I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, breathe in, make it really deep breath, expand those lungs, and exhale, and tune in to the collective. Everyone who is sharing this moment with you in time and space, sharing this ritual, this work. Okay, you can allow your breath to come to a comfortable rhythm, and if your eyes are closed, feel free to open them or keep them closed, whatever feels comfortable to you. And I'm going to begin shuffling our cards for today, and I want you to tune back in to our theme of philosophy. How did last week's philosophy day go? Do you feel like you have a life philosophy? Is that something that is important to you? Can you call any of those values to mind? Of those philosophies, which do you feel like you do a really good job with? Okay. Our card today is the Queen of Cups in reverse. Of course, I'm going to show you the picture if you are watching, but I will describe if you are listening. The Queen of Cups is just such an ornate card. And she is sitting on just this beautiful throne decorated with cherubim, coins at her feet, overflowing water, and this goblet, this cup that is just golden and bright, her crown golden, her robes effervescent, braided hair almost like a laurel, just abundance. She is the empath. So to get this card in reverse with our philosophy, I think is an encouragement to step into empathy for ourselves and others. When we think about philosophy, I think it can get really easy for that to be a clinical, intellectual, academic practice. When we traditionally think about philosophy, I think you do think of like a classroom or an old dusty library and flipping through books and, you know, Plato and Aristotle and these men with beards. But I think what the Queen of Cups in reverse calls us to do is rely on what our lived philosophy feels like. When you embody your philosophy, does that feel compassionate to self? Does that feel compassionate to others? How do you use your empathy? Do you do so in a healthy way? This practice of living our values and living our purpose and is not merely an academic one. And it's also not just in behavior, because I think just thinking of our actions can remove the vital step of embodiment, the vital step of how things feel, how they truly impact not just your psyche, but your gut and the natural flow of your system, your soul. As we shift to our mantra for today, inspired by the Queen of Cups in reverse and our theme of philosophy manifest as our values, our mantra is going to be, I exude compassion in everything I do. Okay, I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath, and on that exhale, we are going to repeat the mantra, I exude compassion in everything I do. Whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And on the exhale, I exude compassion in everything I do. And you do. I can feel it through the screen. For our integrative practice today, as we try and take these metaphysical concepts and bring them into our lived reality, I think today the practice should just be to pay attention. Pay attention to how you feel throughout the day. Maybe if you want to get a little rigorous with it, set an alarm on your phone for every hour as a reminder to kind of check in with how you're feeling, or, you know, just allow that to sit in the back of your mind as a little check-in two or three times throughout the day to pause. How does my body feel? How does my heart feel? How does my gut feel? Really tune into that word of feel and try not to overanalyze it. Just allow whatever comes up to be, and then you can let it go and move on with your day. Thank you all so much for being a part of our daily ritual. Please let us know in the comments down below how today's ritual went, and share this daily ritual with someone who you think would enjoy it today or could really use this reminder. I am so looking forward to seeing you all right back here tomorrow. And until then, love. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Please subscribe, follow, like, share wherever you are listening or watching this podcast. And please leave us a rate or a review wherever you may be listening. If you want more, you can head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to learn more about our content and offerings. Thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently.